Thank you. First of all, I wanted to ask, is anybody from a rural area? All right, I'm talking to you guys. I guess I never really quite realized how different our presentations were going to be. As I was sitting here listening to LA and New York, I thought, ooh, we do not have millions of impressions. I'm telling you that right now. First of all, we have no relationships to disclose. And I'm from Wood County, Wisconsin, and you can see we're right in the center of Wisconsin. And this is actually, you'll see, this is a typical picture of Wisconsin, very rural. We raise cranberries there, and we are a very big paper town. And so the county itself, there's actually two hub areas, and one is Marshfield on the north end of the county, and on the south end of the county is Wisconsin Rapids. And many of you may be familiar with Marshfield Clinic on the north end of our county, which is very, very white collar. On the south end of the county, then in Wisconsin Rapids, are the paper industry, which is very blue collar. So we had a challenge there as we're trying to figure out media strategies and our campaign strategies. How do we touch both of these communities and our entire county? We do not have a lot of diversity. Look at that. We are mainly white. And so as I was listening to LA and New York, that is one issue we did not have to worry about, although we didn't want to forget about those populations that we did have. We have a very small Asian population and then also a small Hispanic population that we wanted to make sure that we were able to tap into and make sure that we would impact them too. Poverty rates, very similar to what we're seeing in Wisconsin, we're seeing in Wood County. And we have approximately 11% and 20%, 11% of adults and 20% of children in Wood County that we are seeing poverty rates. We have a lot of free and reduced lunch rates that we are watching with our schools. We have it as low as probably 35% free and reduced lunch rates in some of our schools, and then we have it as high as 75-80% in some of our schools. So that's another challenge as we're looking at getting the message out in the schools, really looking at what our poverty rates are in the schools and what our messaging will look like for each of those. The Communities Putting Prevention to Work program, it was a two-year project, started in March of 2010, and it is a partnership between Wood County, I don't have La Crosse County up there, but also La Crosse County in Wisconsin, and then also the Wisconsin Department of Public Health. And we really focused on policies, systems, and environmental changes. And with those policy changes, it was not policy changes that were public policy changes. Those were organizational changes that we were looking at. Really looking at the schools, looking at the work sites, looking at the communities, and seeing how can we make changes in policies and systems that will really make a difference. And working in tobacco control, I had done that for 9 years and understood that really doing this is how we can make sustainable change. Our focus areas, like I had just said, are the youth, the work sites, and the community. Our population is 77,000, and our centers, like I had said earlier, are Marshfield and Wisconsin Rapids. And we have 6 public school districts in the county. And we have about 12,500 students that are in those public school districts. Our campaign had 15 objectives that we were working on. We had a lot of ground to cover in the 2 years that we were working on this campaign. And we worked on just some of them that I wanted to tell you about was really our healthy vending, our farm to school pieces, our garden pieces, the electronic benefit transfer piece, and then the menu labeling that we are working on in restaurants. So again, really tapping into the youth, looking at the work sites, and looking at what we are doing in the community. And really looking at how can we mobilize the community and we wanted to turn knowledge into action. And so I want to show you a video to give you a little bit more information about who we are.
Effective is the brand that we're using for our obesity prevention program that we're doing here in Wood County. Everyone sees this as a problem that we need to fix. We've been working in the school, we've been working with WorkSite and increasing WorkSite wellness, and really just trying to change our community and approach the health aspects at the school level. The really big umbrella goals are to reduce the
You guys can't hear that, can you?
Yeah.
Sorry, they didn't set up the speaker to the computer, so can you summarize maybe? We did, it's up to 50 on the mic, and then we had the AV here. Sorry, that's the best you can do. What's that? Yeah, if you give, just give the link. Oh, we have no connection to the internet here.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Did it?
Excited about it.
We have.
Sorry.
That's all right. Oh, now how do I get back here? There we go. We have several videos, and so if you wanted to go to preventionspeaks.org, you would be able to view all of the videos, and some of them are, this was a general overview of what we were doing in Wood County, but we also have, if you're interested in just a specific area, we also have other areas on specifically farm to school that we were working on, community supported agriculture, and some of our other areas. So please do go out there and look at that. And I wanted to share with you some of what our media focus was. What, although I was the project coordinator for the entire grant, a lot of what I had started out working on was the media. And we had looked at how can we get the messaging across that we wanted to. We wanted to change, we wanted to make people healthy where they live, learn, work, and play. And so that was really our focus area as we were looking at messaging. And with our 15 different objectives, we wanted to make sure that we had consistent messaging, which was a little bit of a challenge. But we wanted to make sure that we were having messaging out there, again, taking that messaging and making sure that we are taking that knowledge and actually turning it into action, because we didn't want to put the information out there and then have people not do anything with it. We really wanted that action piece in there. And so what we had done was, what we value in a small community is if you live in a small community, you know everybody knows everyone. And so what we had decided was we were going to do local voices and do local faces. And so all of the ads that we had done we actually captured people and kids and just went out in our community. We had hired a photographer, and she had gone out and captured these photos, and then we used them for our ads. And we had a lot of feedback from them. People were really liking them in the community because they were seeing them, and then they were telling people about it. And again, looking at our messaging, really taking that messaging, making sure it was consistent, and making sure that we have that action piece on it. And then again, we were also promoting our website and our Facebook page on those. Here are some other earned media that we had done. Again, looking at when you were talking about public transportation, really in Wood County, honestly, I think we have one cab company on the north end and one on the south end, and I think they each have one car. And so when we were looking at busing and other public transportation, we obviously don't have a subway. And so that wasn't something that we could use as far as getting our message out. We really were looking at how can we get the message out, and how can we do it in maybe some traditional ways and other non-traditional ways. And thank goodness we had our community foundation had just done a survey in our community, and we're really looking at the areas of poverty in our community and looking at those persons and how do they get their information. And so we tapped into that information and found out that these people are getting their information from their schools, from other agencies and organizations, traditionally through newspaper. A lot of the community doesn't have a computer, and so we had to look at that as we were looking at, okay, how much social media do we do, how much money do we stick into our website, and how much money do we stick into getting newsletters out that go out to the schools. And so we really had to sit down and strategically look at how were we going to tap into the communities that we needed to tap into and get the information out there. And what we had done was really sat down and mapped everything out month by month. And so we were looking at what our strategy was, looking at what our target audiences were, and mapping that all out and how were we going to hit those target audiences. And so a lot of what we had done was on the radio, using our local papers, like I had said, and then really getting information out to those schools and organizations. One of the areas that I wanted to talk about, we were evaluating everything. As in public health, we evaluate. So we wanted to look at one of our initiatives was healthy vending. And we had healthy vending not only in schools, but we were looking at that in work sites. And so 80% thought it was very important or important. And this is, we were talking to parents of having nutritional standards for foods and beverages sold in schools. And this was an easy one for us. I shouldn't say easy because there were a lot of challenges, but in talking with parents, it was easy to see that they wanted changes in schools because they were sick of their kids coming home and having corn dogs for, you know, the fifth time that month or the chicken patties. And so talking to parents, we found that there was a great amount of support for the initiatives that we were working on. Now, trying to get the changes within the school was a lot more challenging because it really came down to budgets and looking at how can we make changes within the constraints, the budget constraints. Another area we worked in is the community-supported agriculture. And so looking at the community-supported agriculture, how important is community-supported, is community support for farm fresh produce delivered to work sites? We really had an increase overall with people thinking that it was important to have that in the work sites, and a decrease in those that thought it was unimportant. So we really did see a movement in that also. For the most part, when we went into the work sites, they didn't even know what community supported agriculture was. And last year in April, we were sold out of all the community supported agriculture shares that we had. In fact, the big problem that we had was we didn't have enough farmers to supply the work sites with what they needed. And so we started looking for more farmers. There's a lot of farmland in Wood County, but they just didn't do the community supported agriculture shares that we had needed. And you'll see this is one of the newsletters that we had used for both our schools and for our work sites to get the information out about healthy eating. Here is information on our gardens that we worked on in Wood County. And the gardens we had worked on in the community work site, school, and child care and after school programs. And the community, we have 6 gardens now, and work sites 3, schools we have 11, and the child care and after school programs we have 28. And when we started out, I mean, some of our schools had greenhouses that they weren't using, and we worked with the schools on getting those greenhouses going again, establishing gardens, Some of them had trees that they were putting in, orchards that they were putting in, and so we really work with them to get these up and running and going again. Here again is one of our media our ads that we had done, and that is a local girl from Pittsville School. And again, looking at making sure we are publicizing our website, and our Facebook isn't on that one, but it should have been. Lincoln High School, we work with the schools. This is one of the greenhouses. We work with the Ag Department and the Family and Consumer Economic Programs. And they work with us on bringing the produce, actually growing the produce, and getting it into the lunch line. And the FACE programs were cleaning the vegetables and, in some cases, preparing those vegetables. So it was establishing that partnership and getting the fresh produce right into the lunch line. We have our Farm to School program, which I had, which partially was with the gardens, the schools just supplying themselves. But then we also had farmers in the community that we had an AmeriCorps member who was on staff, and she was connecting with all of the farmers that we could get a hold of to see if we could get those vegetables or that produce coming right into the schools. And we actually, this is totally rural community, we had a loop that was set out, and the farmer was actually had drop-off sites and was going to the schools and dropping off the produce for those schools. And so we have importance of community support in serving more fruits and vegetables in school lunches. Again, this is the parents really looking at that. It was a no-brainer for them. They were really supportive of that. Here's our Farm to School awareness. And again, I had talked about the newsletter we had used in the work sites. We used it in the schools also. It was called the Harvest of the Month. And this was very well received. We had gotten this information out to the parents and to the staff. And so we were promoting it to everyone, and the information was getting out. We had found out that the staff was using it as a teaching tool also. I had just mentioned our AmeriCorps member. What she had done was she had put this together. This is called Local Alert, and we wanted to make sure all of the work that we were doing was sustainable. We didn't want to start all of this up and then walk away and say, okay, you guys deal with it. We wanted to make sure that everything that was put in place would go on beyond the life of the grant. And this was one of the pieces that was put together by an AmeriCorps member. Again, she was connecting with the farmers in the county. She was finding out the prices and how much produce that they could supply the schools and what they would deliver. And so she would put this together, and she was giving that information to the food service directors. And so the food service directors were then able to take this information, and they were able to make the contacts themselves. So that wasn't something that our staff had to do. And I will turn it over to Susan.
I think we're high on time here. So hello, everyone. I think I'll just really quickly. So I'm from the State Health Department working closely, and so I think another advantage of CPPW is for us is really looking at what are the resources that our cities have developed and really thinking about how we can expand them and make them available around the state. So this Harvest of the Month strategy, which we really adapted from California and kind of made our own to be able to, instead of it just being a fruit and vegetable promotion, we really used it to highlight the local faces, but then to be able to be localizable by each community and really highlight the local farmer, and also all the wellness strategies that the project was investing in the school and in the community. So that was kind of a localizable panel. And we're really looking at this and trying to make it a statewide available resource. Because really quickly, it's a really great from our parent survey, it's, you know, the school newsletters are read by 82% of families as well as the classroom. So it's like a really great resource to reach people, especially if you don't have a budget. And I think it's because they had such a great relationship that they developed with the schools that I really think that's going to be a sustainable communication strategy with them going forward. So our parent survey showed that, you know, there was strong readership. We wanted to look closely at the free and reduced population, and we actually found that we had some, you know, good numbers. It's a small part of our sample population, but actually had a higher response rate in terms of people actually trying some of those healthier recipes and also reporting that they were using fruits and vegetables more frequently. So those were just a couple behavior change pieces, help them connect to programs in the community as well. I'm going to go through these really fast because I don't want to take up too much more of Mateus's time. You know, so overall, we've got, you know, one of our big kind of pre-posts that we were able to see is that we were able to reduce those who did not report seeing any media of any kind, you know, from 27% to just 17% of the population in the past 30 days. Some growth in the website that didn't, you know, of, you know, website viewership and also the promotion at work. So, and I think this is a big key evaluation outcome that we have is in terms of really being able to do a lot of media to support system and environmental change. So they actually have established at this point in counting 8 policies within work sites to affect 8,600 people, 21 policies in child care centers, 3 farmers markets now have EBT in place. Our after-school providers all adapted new policies, and our wellness policies are pending. So a lot of really great outcomes in that way. There are a couple of people that really helped us a lot on evaluation and communication material development. And this is our project director in Wood County, if you had follow-up questions. So I'm going to do that really fast so that we can go on.